Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and we're ready to provide you the latest, greatest, most practical and realistic home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. So glad to be with you. Joe, always fun to be here on the show, right?
Absolutely. It's the most fun we have all week. Danny and I often talk off the air, but when we get on air, we're happy to share everything we know about home improvement. We're looking forward to hearing from you. What projects are you working on? If you're a regular listener to this show, you know that I had ordered a bay window that I'm putting in. It finally arrived.
It's wow.
Sitting in my garage, and it looks
great.
Boy,
did you have a little gathering of the neighbors and like a little party? Door arrival party. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, that's right. So it's sitting in my garage. And I'm going to be putting that in shortly. And Danny, I guess you've been dealing with a lot of rain down in South
Carolina. Yeah,
Alabama.
Boy.
The brand new house is built for it, though, right?
Well, it is doing quite well and everything, but amazing that in just 2.5 short weeks, we've had 12 inches of rain so far, and it's still raining right now. So, we're kind of
ship it out to California where they need rain.
I know it. Matter of fact, I'll be spending a week in California in 2 weeks. So, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going out to Tahoe, do some hiking.
Is that right? Well, I'm going to San Diego.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
good
so I have to go out there for a few days.
Visit your sister-in-law.
Well, my brother-in-law is out there and sister-in-law, but we're going out for the Home Depot foundation build. We're going to go out, and I have heard a rumor that we will actually be on board the Midway.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. So we'll be. Sounds like paint is in my future because I'm not sure what I'm not sure what other remodeling we would be doing. But anyway, we're going to help out the Home Depot Foundation and their support of all of our veterans and so forth. But we want to help you out with any challenge that you may have around your home, and we certainly make it easy for you to reach out to us. You can send us an email anytime. Today'sHomeowner.com/ask, or if you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to get your call at 800-946-4420. That is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. I'll tell you what, during this hour, we're going to talk about how you can prevent cigarette smoke from migrating from one house to the other. We've got a homeowner that's got quite a bit of a problem in the duplex they live in. We're going to give a few ideas on that. Also, MDF, medium density fiber board, is something that's used lots and lots, but it really doesn't like moisture. How can you lock that moisture and humidity out of using MDF? We'll tell you how to do that. We got a lot of emails we're going to take care of, but a little special feature this week is we're going to look at the best simple solution paint tips. Joe, I know you look back over, you had to look over 550 of these to pull these special tips out. How did you figure out the top tips? What's your criteria that you used?
Well, I only picked the ones that you shared with me.
Of
that might
course.
Not be exactly true. Well, we were talking on air the other day about simple solutions, how many of them are painting tips, which isn't too surprising, of course, since it's probably the number one DIY home improvement, right? Because most people
That's right.
do their own painting, certainly their own interior painting. So we have a lot of simple solutions for painting. So I thought I'd come up with the top five, which was a little hard to do when there are literally dozens and dozens of them. I decided to choose ones that I use myself. Because some of them are really good tips, but I don't particularly need to use them, so I don't. But these are five that I guess we're going to sprinkle them out throughout the hour. But these are the five that I thought most people would use, just as I do.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started with one of them instead of just teasing it? Let's start one of the top five. And this first one, I understand, when I first heard this one, I thought, that's not necessary. That's really, and it wasn't a week later I realized how good this tip is on a new roller. And I don't want to steal all the thunder. Go ahead and tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has to do with prepping a new paint roller. And most people had Danny's reaction, like, what do I have to do to a paint roll? It's coming out of a nice plastic bag. It's ready to go. It's nice and clean. Probably the only time you'll see it clean. But the professionals recommend what they call conditioning the rolling. Here's what you do. Before using a brand new paint roller to apply latex paint, you have to condition it so it spreads paint evenly and smoothly. So here's what you do. Place the new sleeve on a paint roller frame, then fill a plant mister with water, just plain old water. Spin the sleeve and spray it. You want to spray it liberally with the water. So you just spin it with one hand and spray it with the other. And then you take it and you dry spin the sleeve. So you don't spray it anymore. You just spin it with your hand and to fling off any excess water. And what that'll do, it'll also remove any fibers, because through the manufacturing process, there are these fibers that make up the sleeve, but they're not all fully adhered. So you want to spin it and then take the roller and just roll it against like a clean piece of cardboard or paper or something like that. Just remove, again, any excess water and any loose fibers. So now when you go to apply the paint, those fibers, first of all, you've gotten rid of most of those loosened fibers so they don't end up in your paint. But what you've done is you've wet those fibers that remain. And so you're not, if you just dip the dry one into the latex paint, you have to use quite a bit of paint because it's got to get soaked up by those fibers before they hold paint. So now that the fibers are wet, you can dip it in and you get a nice load up of paint and it all comes right off. So if you've ever not done this, you'll understand why it's important, because a dry roller just starts soaking up all that paint and it never comes. The first few times you roll it onto the wall, the swaths of paint don't look so great. And that's the reason. So there's the number one. Condition that roller by just spraying it with a little bit of water.
Makes a lot of sense. And, you know, there's a couple different ways of looking at painting in general. You can buy the throwaway sleeves, the throwaway brushes, and say, to heck with all that cleaning and things like that. But if you buy a really good roller sleeve, you treat it like this, you know, so that you're, you know, getting it saturated with a little bit of water prior to using it. And then immediately, as soon as you finish, go ahead and clean it. I'll tell you what, a roller sleeve will last a long, long time if you buy good quality one. Just like we talk about taking care of those brushes and wrapping those properly, and all of that does make a big, big difference. So we're going to share with you simple solutions all throughout this hour of Today's Homeowner. And we'll do this from time to time with different categories of simple solutions because we got so many people that are after that. Joe, I was at the grocery store the other day and bought a very important home improvement element that we talk about.
What's that?
A brand new gallon of white vinegar.
So for you. Yeah.
So guess what's in my future?
Cleaning, I suspect, right? I have
some windows.
Oh, windows. I thought I was going to say, or maybe weed killing. There's so many things you can use it for.
I know, but no, we're cleaning windows inside and out. Got these all kinds of squeegees and everything. Right. And you know how we always talk about, you mix a little bit of the white vinegar with water in a clean pail, and then one person on the inside, one person on the outside, clean the same window at the same time. And of course, we've got, not all of our windows have screens, because she just doesn't like the look of, she being my wife, doesn't like the look of screens on all windows. So
I don't either.
But we do have some screens here and there, so we'll clean all of those. But it always is nice to get that. But it's amazing when that sun hits just right, how dirty a window looks, especially this time of the year. And also that's my glamorous project. But also I had a pretty serious issue here recently that made me very sad. I lost a special person, or not a person, but a special thing. My refrigerator in my shop died. Now,
Jesus, nice setup there, Dan.
Now it's only.
I lost a person. Actually, it was an appliance. Like, wait a minute.
I mean, it was 24 years old. I really thought I could get a couple more years out of it. But
Oh, that's too bad.
Now, if you remember, and of course, it's something, you know, when my construction company remodels kitchens, a lot of times there'll be a refrigerator, and they go, here, we don't want it. You guys haul it off. Yep. So we donate a lot of refrigerators, a lot of cabinets, a lot of appliances and things. So I'll have to let the guys know. I'm on the hunt for a refrigerator.
That's right.
And of course, if you recall, I did a little simple solution there. And in the freezer part of it, which had the upper freezer compartment, I sanitized a nice big container tote, put it in there so that instead of a little bitty container of ice, I got a big giant, about 30 to 40 pounds of ice.
Wow.
That has saved me a lot of money over the years. So
now you have 20 or 30 pounds of water.
Yeah, now have just water in there. Exactly. Hey, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad that you're spending a little bit of your busy weekend with us. And we'll share with you some ideas and some tips that you can use around your house. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Long weekends are all about getting a little you time. And at the Home Depot, you time means you building, you drilling, you doing, you recharging, you saving, and you going back for more. Do Labor Day your way and get a free 18-volt battery with select Milwaukee Power Toolkit purchases at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show that's heard coast to coast on some amazing radio stations like this one way up in Kenai, Alaska, KSRM AM 920. Hello to everybody there. We appreciate you having us on the air. We want to help you with any of your home improvement projects, and we make it very easy to reach out to us. Pick up the phone, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your opportunity to leave us any comment, any question, any thought that you may have so that we can get you the information you're looking for. And send us an email. We appreciate all those great emails we got this week. And you can send us one anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we want to check in with Colleen. Colleen, tell us all about it. Welcome to the show. And tell us what's going on with your chimney that you talked about.
Well, I'm in a duplex, and the chimney above the roof was taken out so the fireplace is not usable. And the neighbors I'm hooked on to are smokers. There's three of them that smoke. I think a lot of the smoke is coming through my fireplace, and I don't know if there's anything at all I can do to stop that.
Oh, boy, I would hate that. I just can't stand smoke.
Me either.
You know, and it just seems to get into everything and hard to get rid of. I'll tell you the first thing I think about there. First of all, that may very well be the case that the smoke is going in their chimney, going up. It has no place to go since it's capped off, and it works its way back down through your side there. Most of the time when you have heat, you know, from a fireplace, everything's going right out of there. You're not going to have that backdraft, but certainly you can have that. And even like your air conditioning heating system can actually pull some of that smoke in with the positive pressure that you have in there. I'll tell you something that's available called a fireplace balloon or fireplace bladder. And Basically, it slips right up into your fireplace, and you actually blow it up like a balloon. And that way, regardless of how irregular the throat of your fireplace is, it will fill it completely out. And it's up in the fireplace a little bit, so you're not seeing it. But you blow it up, and it just completely seals that off. Now, you can do the same thing if you take, a piece of foam board and just cut it to kind of shape in there, put it in there, and then caulk it in real good. Essentially, if the smoke's coming down your side of the chimney, this will seal it off completely. So either one of those methods, certainly the foam board, you'd have to, of course, buy a whole 4x8 sheet. But that would be pretty simple if it's fairly uniform. And, of course, if you have a damper that is inside, a mechanical damper that you can open and close, then, again, close it down immediately. That will help. But putting this over it will help even more.
Okay. Well, those are good suggestions. I didn't know if the rock on the fireplace might be porous. Is there any way it would come through that way?
I doubt it, unless there's just a few cracks here and there that it's able to get through. And again, you got to have air conditioning, you got to have heat. And if you have that type of forced air system, it will pull things. It's just like how it pulls air from in and around your door or windows or places like that that'll pull the outside air in, why it's so important to seal the envelope of your home. Same way with an interior situation or a common wall like this, sealing everything you can there. I know it sounds bizarre, but even around your plugs and switch plates, you can get the little pads that go behind that, socket gaskets, and you actually can take your plate off, put one on, and put, that's going overboard a little bit, but still it's extremely inexpensive and easy to do. All of that will definitely help a good bit. And then just for the heck of it, get you a handful of no smoking brochures and just kind of casually slip one under their door or put one in their mailbox, put one on their windshield of their car, just kind of discreetly do that from time to time.
Well, we've had texts. I've asked nicely, but they don't seem to, it's not important to them.
Well, people that smoke don't smell the smoke.
No,
That's the thing. Well, hopefully that'll help out a little bit
in
minimizing that. And we appreciate you being a part of the show today.
You have a great weekend.
Okay, you as well, Colleen. Thank you. Joe, you and I have talked about being non-smokers our whole life and so forth, and it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing in that kind of thing. So I think I've asked you this before, but what percentage of people in the United States smoke cigarettes right now?
Well, I suspect it's a lot lower than it was a few years ago. I have no idea. I guess I would say between 20 and 30%, something like that. Is it that high?
10 years ago, it was 26%.
Okay.
And right now, of course, you hear different statistics. And I'm just going off of what I read recently. It's down to 9%.
Wow, good.
So all of the advertising, all of the factual things about it are starting to make a difference on that. And I know it's got to be tough. I saw my parents smoking their entire lives and just couldn't quite give it up. I've had so much secondhand smoke over the years. I hope that doesn't catch up with me anytime. But, hopefully we've helped her out there. Okay, this week we're covering the top five simple solution painting tips. We talked about one earlier with prepping a new paint roller. Joe, what do you have for us now? Because we're going to sprinkle these through this hour too, because everybody loves a simple solution. So let's give a little bit more, because as men always say, more is always better.
Okay. More is always better. Okay.
Right.
Well, here's a tip for when you're using a paintbrush. When using a paintbrush, the paint often seeps into the joint where the bristles meet the ferrule, the metal ferrule, and the metal ferrule is just that metal band that holds the bristles onto the handle, right? So as you're painting, it's really hard when you're dipping into a can or when you're painting kind of overhead, it's hard not to get the paint to seep into that joint. But what happens is the paint then dries into these crusty little chips and clumps, making it, first of all, difficult to clean the brush, and plus those can break off, and next time you use the brush, it can break off and get into your paint job. So before you start painting, wrap a strip of painter's tape. Like, I usually use like the 1.5-inch or the 2-inch wide tape, the wider tape, and wrap it around the ferrule, making sure it overlaps onto the bristles by like maybe 3/4 of an inch or so. You don't want it right on that seam of the ferrule. Obviously, you want it to span that joint and go onto the bristles a little bit. And then when you're done painting, you just pull the tape off, and you'll see that'll be nice clean. Won't be any paint on that part of it. And it makes it a lot easier to clean the brush.
These tips are so good, Joe, to be able to make painting a lot easier. Because you see professional painters and, boy, it just looks so effortless in how they go about their job. And that's because they know lots and lots of these type of tips. So this is perfect for the next paint job that you might be doing to think about all these. And I'll certainly remind you that you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and see video versions of all of these tips, over 550 of them. But as I said, we're going to tackle these top ones here. Very, very good, Joe. All right. Well, we also have some great emails coming up here in just a little bit, because we got so many emails that came in. People are really starting to think about last part of summer here, some of the projects that they can do. Still hearing a lot about issues, Joe, with supplies. People are still having a hard time, like you've had a hard time in getting that special bay window. Others are, some of their projects are just completely shut down, waiting on doors and windows and carpet and everything else.
Appliances in particular, I've heard, at least around here where I live in New England. But the good news is it used to be every building product, right, Danny, from lumber to roofing.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Appliances, windows. And I mean, Chelsea ran into that with her windows, I think.
That's right.
But little by little, it's become fewer and fewer products. So hopefully, you know, if your remodeling project calls for windows, maybe the windows are coming in sooner than they used to. When I had my roof redone right before the pandemic, or right after, I guess, the pandemic started, I selected a roof and then roofing that was like GAF, just regular roofing. It's available everywhere. Couldn't get it. Had to go to another, like, who would think like a commodity like roofing? But in any case.
Well, so, I know. Well, one of the, about a year ago, one of the roofing manufacturer, roofing suppliers in this area was talking about how they each first of the month, they would say, these are the three colors we have.
Right.
The next month, they would have another different three colors. Like,
yeah.
It's like going to Baskin Robbins and getting the flavor of the month. So, wow. Now, look what we just did. Shingles, ice cream.
Danny's going to be thinking about ice cream.
We're going to be talking about fishing. Hey, we're going to take a short break here on today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, if you like landscape lighting, I've got a great idea for you on a brand new product that we just found out about. All of that and a whole lot more. So stay with us right here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, I love the look of pathway lights in a landscape, but the little cheap plastic models, they often don't really last or they look some kind of haphazard. They seem to fall apart a lot. But Hampton Bay has introduced the solar LED flicker flame path light that's sure to elevate the look of your landscape. For starters, they're made from weather-resistant aluminum, so they will last a long time. And the really cool part is that the flicker feature in these lights create the illusion of an actual flame inside the light housing. And because they're solar powered, there's no wiring, so installation is really easy. And each light contains a solar rechargeable battery and features an option to set the light to flame effect or steady solid light. This integrated LED light produces 6 lumens of light and automatically turns on at dusk, delivering up to 8 hours runtime on a full charge. So for more information on this Hampton Bay Solar LED Flicker Flame Path Light, log on to HomeDepot.com. That sounds like that would be a cool little effect coming down.
Because,
you know, a lot of times with landscape lighting, you really, landscape designers have told me this many, many times, you really don't want to see the light. You know, you don't want lights flaring up and, you know, pointing back at you. That's why they are real careful with any of the up lighting they do so that it doesn't blind you, that it just kind of blends in and illuminates that. It sounds like this would do that very thing. So, hey, let's get right back to the today's Homeowner Hotline. We'd love to get a call from you at 800-946-4420. Mandy's on the line right now from North Carolina. Mandy, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house there.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
I have a question about a project that we are doing in our garage. We have a large storage cabinet, and one side of that storage cabinet, the coating is starting to peel completely off.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we got a piece of beadboard or MDF board.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it and glued it to the side where the coating was peeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then we painted it. But what I need to know is, down here in the South with all this moisture and humidity, even though it's in the garage, I want to know what we can do to seal that, to protect it.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the things I would suggest, of course, you've already installed it. A lot of times we will recommend to actually prime or paint the back of the material just so that it, you know, goes to great extent to seal up every single piece of the wood and pores of the wood and so forth. But since you already have it installed, of course, painting is the best thing. But the key thing is to make sure that you're also sealing up with paint all of the edges, particularly that bottom edge. So you want to make sure, if you haven't done that, to take your brush and brush underneath, on the side, on top, and make sure that you're just locking out all of that moisture. And I think that's probably about the best thing you can do. Joe, any other advice on that? Because, you know, medium density board is used a lot in a lot of different ways, but you do have to give it a little extra love when you're using it in a non-heated and cooled area.
Yeah, Mandy, the fact that you've already installed it kind of handcuffs us a little bit as far as our suggestions. But yeah, Danny's right. The ends in particular, the top end, and more importantly, the bottom end, which is might get, you know, is a lot closer to any moisture that's either being splashed into the garage or the moisture coming up through the garage slab. That's the most susceptible to the moisture. And what happens is it absorbs that moisture and starts swelling. And once it's swollen, there's not much you can do to fix it. And this is beadboard MDF. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
Yes, it
is. Yeah. And when they route those grooves in it, the beads in it, they're mm-hmm. exposing the core, and that, even that is a little more susceptible to moisture. So yeah, priming and painting is the best thing. And what I would have recommended if you had not installed this, and I've done this in my garage, I would put up on the very bottom, I'd put a piece of AZEK, which is like cellular PVC, basically plastic lumber, just like a 2-inch strip, 3-inch strip on the bottom, and then put the beadboard, in this case, the beadboard or any MDF or even plywood, I've done it with plywood, on top of that. So what you're doing is you're creating like a, almost like a little baseboard that the, in this case, the MDF would be sitting on top of, completely keeping it away from any moisture. In this case, you know, I mean, unless you want to cut it, the piece off on the bottom, if you can, and then put something else there. But as long as you can seal it as well as you can with paint, polyurethane, anything, because you want to keep moisture, from that bottom edge in particular.
Okay, we will definitely do that. Make sure those edges are completely sealed.
Well, Mandy, thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and hope you guys have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Okay, all right, absolutely.
I wanted to mention that they do make moisture-resistant MDF. Not many people know that, and it's not available. It's probably not available at any home center only because they would never sell enough of it. But a really good lumber yard would carry it, or anybody selling supplies to a cabinet shop. So you can buy moisture resistant, which is a lot better than standard MDF.
Hey, this week we're doing a little bit of a kind of an extra feature in allowing Joe to share with us his top 5 simple solutions in the paint tips category. There's so many different great simple solutions on that. Joe, we've already been through a couple here. How about sharing with us a couple more right now?
All righty, here you go. Here's one, a time-saving door painting tip. Is anything more aggravating than painting a door only because you can't just flip it over and it takes forever, it seems. So here you go. Painting doors usually requires a lot of time because usually you have to wait for one side to dry before painting the other side. But here's how to do that without the wait. What you do is first use a paint sprayer, not a paint brush or a roller, because a sprayer is simply the best and fastest way to paint doors, especially a frame and panel door that has, you know, all the rails and the stiles and the beveled panel. So what you want to do is take 2 screw hooks, not screw eyes, but 2 screw hooks, and screw them into the top of the door, 1 on each side, and then get some rope and make a loop around like a ceiling joist, or put them on some, if you have put a screw hook into a ceiling, or wrap it around. And again, if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, you can see a video of this. But in any case, the whole idea is you're just suspending the door from the 2 hooks on the top and the rope. Right, so now you got the entire door suspended off the floor. You can very easily spray paint the front, the edges, the sides, it doesn't matter. And within a few minutes, you have a freshly painted door, and you just have to wait for it to dry. And when it dries, it's completely done, you know, assuming you don't want to apply a second coat, which again is just as easy. This is the fastest, quickest way I've ever seen to paint a door. And of course, more importantly, always paint the top and bottom edges. That you could do separately because you don't want them absorbing moisture.
Yeah, that's extremely important. And I'll tell you, if you know, spraying paint can kind of be a bit intimidating to people. What you need to check out is the HVLP type of sprayers. They're very inexpensive to buy. Once you get one, you'll be painting everything in the neighborhood. So it really does work very, very well.
So buy a lot of paint.
Buy a lot of paint. That certainly helps a good bit. Joe, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, Joe's going to share with us another painting trim like a pro tip with our features of our simple solution this week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
You know, we really appreciate all the great phone calls we get on the Today's Homeowner hotline, as well as the emails that we get that you can send us anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And a lot of those calls and emails talk about how much everybody loves Joe's Simple Solution. So this week, we're tackling the top five painting tips that Joe has shared with us over the years. Joe, we're ready for number four.
Okay, Danny, we often suggest painting pieces of trim, talking about baseboards, chair rail, crown molding, casings around windows and doors, things like that. Always painting them before you install them. It's just so much easier to work on sawhorses, and you can get, you know, you can stand upright, you're not bending over, you're not slopping paint all over the place. If you're going to be doing that, here's how to apply the paint to trim quickly, and this is the way the pros do it. First, use a short trim roller to apply a liberal coat of paint to the piece of trim, then come back immediately with a paintbrush to smooth out the paint to cover any areas that were missed by the roller. Because most trim, right, has like little carvings in it or cove molding shape to it. And anyway, it's hard for a roller to get it all in there. And if you do it by brush, it just takes forever, cutting the time in half because you're applying most of the paint with the roller, then spreading it out with the brush. So that's a quick, easy way to paint interior trim before you install it.
Boy, I've done that, and that definitely picks up the pace of it because, you know, especially if you're talking about crown molding and having to, you know, go around on a ladder to do all of the painting and cutting in and everything, that's another great one. So you can see all of these tips in video versions of it that we have at todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions. We're going to switch over to our email stack right now. Here's all one right. from Christy in Georgia. Hi, Danny. We'd like to build a screened-in enclosure around our pool, but can't seem to find whether we buy kit or the individual components. Does such a thing exist? Also, on one of your videos, you showed a super rugged screen. Where can I buy one of these for our pool enclosure? Any guidance would be great. Well, you know, heavy mesh screen is available in just dozens and dozens of, well, hundreds probably, of different colors and mesh densities. There's some that the one that you probably saw, Christy, is where we had a retractable screen that had a fairly a thick type of screen that screened out the sun, but also, you know, protected it if your pet ran into it or something like that. It was pretty resistant. And you can find those by going to wizardscreens.com, and also individual screen companies, local companies will also have those options in mesh. And as far as components on building that, I know there's different aluminum pieces that are available and a lot of contractors out there doing that, but I really don't know of any kit per se that you're able to put together. I know, there, Joe, there's one called Screen Tight that is somewhat of a system that you have the aluminum components and you put the screen on it, and you run your little screen roller in there with the beading and so forth. But I've always liked to build it out of good quality treated wood, sand it, stain it, or paint it before you assemble it. It just seems to have a nice clean look to it.
I'm not familiar with any kit for building. I think they call them lanais, right? Basically, a screened room, a screen walls, screen roof, and it goes over a pool. Plus, that would be pretty. I'm not sure I'd even tackle that. That's a pretty important job, and you want to get it right, so I'm not sure that's a DIY job. And as far as that screening, yeah, it's often called pet screening because it's so thick that, again, if a dog or cat scratches it, it apparently is going to stand up to that.
Okay. Hey, let's we're covering those top five tips of painting tips. Joe, share with us number five, and then we get our regular simple solution in just a little bit. But what do you have for number five?
All right, here are five tips for painting a room, an interior room, like a professional. First, use a paint roller with an extension handle, so you don't have to work on a ladder. You know, even if your ceilings are 9 or 10 feet, you should be able to paint them with an extension handle. Paint from a 5-gallon bucket using a roller screen, not a paint tray, which is a sloppy mess to do. Number three, use canvas drop cloths, not plastic ones. Canvas absorbs the paint and it's not slick and slippery when you're walking around on it. Number four, tint the primer toward the final paint color, which simply means add a little bit of your final paint color to the primer. So let's say you're painting the room dark blue. You want to add a little bit of the dark blue to the white primer to make it like a medium blue. And this way, the final paint color will cover much easier, much better. Number five, record the paint color on the back of a light switch plate in the room. You really should always remove the switch plates, the outlet plates and the switch plates, remove them when you're painting. And with a piece of tape or even with a marker, just mark the paint color and paint manufacturer on the back of the light switch. So if you need to repaint that room, you'll know exactly which paint to get.
So there you go. Those are five great tips on being able to help you paint like a pro. And again, you can review these and a lot more at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Coming up, we have another simple solution, a brand new one. You will want to hear this one here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com.
Long weekends are all about getting a little you time. And at the Home Depot, you time starts with you saving. Saving space with an HDX 27-gallon tough tote for only $13.98. Saving time with a free and fast-charging 18-volt battery when you buy select Milwaukee Power Toolkits. And saving you a trip with free delivery on over 1 million items. Do Labor Day your way with savings right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
With all the great simple solutions that Joe has shared with us over the years, and particularly this week, we could easily rename the show Today's Homeowner with Joe Truini, the Simple Solution King. So, okay. All right, Simple Solution King, share with us yet another one.
All right. Thank you, Danny. We were talking about painting wood trim, you know, baseboards and chair rails, that kind of thing. Well, here's how to clean the trim once you got it painted and you put it up in your house, right? So you want to do is mix 1 quart of water with 1 cup of liquid fabric softener. That's right, fabric softener. And use a cloth or sponge to wash down the moldings, again, especially the baseboards, which are close to the floor, so they're always getting dirty. And the casings around doors close to the floor are also dirty. And why would you want to put fabric softener? Why not use water? Well, here's why. The anti-static property of fabric softener helps remove dirt and prevents static cling from attracting more dust and dirt. So that's the reason we add the fabric softener. So there you go. That's how to clean the baseboards and other trim in your house.
You know, when you look around, you're sitting around and you're, you know, you look over here, look over there, even though you may keep your house really, really clean, dust just gets everywhere. Yesterday morning, rain, I couldn't get out and get any exercise. So I got my treadmill and I kind of grabbed it and I just kind of tilted it around a little bit so I could, you know, watch a little television while I'm walking away. And, underneath that thing, it's just like, whoa, wait a minute, you know? So now instead of walking and getting a little exercise, I'm over here with a mop cleaning up everything, wiping everything down. But the residual effect of having, you know, when you're cleaning and you have something that helps to repel that, that's something that you're seeing more and more with different cleaning products, as you mentioned in the tip there with the fabric softener. Boy, if you can get it to where it doesn't attract it and it repels it, that's great. We talk about using the dryer sheets. That has a similar effect to it as well.
It does, yeah. We've often said that you can use them for cleaning and polishing like faucets and handles and things you're touching all the time because, you know, there's something in that that not only cleans it and polishes it a little bit, but keeps it from getting more fingerprints or, you know, smudges like that on it.
I'll tell you, it's also great if you want to take one. This is another simple solution. And wrap it around a roller pad, put some rubber bands around it, and then you can use your extension handle to reach up and clean that ceiling fan. Doesn't matter how tall ceiling fan is in your room, but you're able to wipe because every ceiling fan. Look up right now at your ceiling fan. I bet there's just dust kind of peeking over the edges of it.
I don't know
how it does that, but when you get that off, it just makes you feel a lot better that you've got it nice and clean. Because I don't know why they attract so much dust up to a ceiling fan.
Well, it just goes to show when it's blowing, you know, running, it's stirring up the air and there's dust in your air and it just gets hung up on those, especially the leading edge of each of them. I've seen it built up. It was almost like fur. Scrape it off. Just be careful. Don't bend down. Don't pull down on those fan blades because you don't want to snap what's called the blade iron, which is usually a cast metal part. So it's pretty brittle that holds the blade to the fan. Just be careful with that.
Exactly. A lot of different ideas that you can do around your home. Also want to tell you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. First of all, go to todayshomeowner.com and click on view, and it'll tell you exactly where you can see it in your area. We're replaying our Backyard Paradise contest winner episode. It turned out fantastic in Charlotte, North Carolina. And one of the things that I would love for you to check out on this is how easy and fast we were able to build an outdoor fireplace without any cuts, any mortar, and it only took about 2 to 3 hours to do it, and it looks fantastic. So we want you to see that and the great before and after picture that we put together on a very plain, simple backyard and turned it into an amazing looking backyard. Again, todayshomeowner.com/view to find out where you can see it in your area. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you were able to spend some time with us. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.